Malign thoughts and isolated et into harming approach of law enforcement disorderly conducts, dash truly who is holding the stronger greater moral and ethical community commonwealth, dash it is madness on your all parts to carry on to ignore these written formed email address, dash as it is I that holds that agreement and provable cause of truth, dash the lesser of harms the lesser of evils dash and it is time for the fucked up human population of authority to rationally receive these matters welcoming to be working best life. Future carried forward outcomes, dash both for you, for me, for the equals I am not satisfied nor can I just walk away, dash dismissed of charges dash return to travel out of Texas to return to the life destroyed condition dealing with gangstalking, dash a life conditions not worth its day-to-day existence equals equals where my court competency review but Dr. Burroughs concluded that I was in the condition status of, non-dash drug-caused psychosis. As I agreed, if the meth use is actually not the cause, dash what is, and where is the need to fix this, dash when on the outside here, dash will just recycle, dash next time, and there will be a next time, my inability to cope anymore dash there is no need to try again, dash all of you haters will never care, dash so quiet and consoled there is no way out, dash the silent will lead to my death dash and you all will celebrate in glee in my knowing you desire me dead holding out to your hate ideologic, dash good outcome here, dash. You all have the final win, dash and I die. Where is my interface to doctor providers in my healthcare, dash and where is my future leading after being ruined and stomped on over and over, dash you're rejoicing now, dash knowing I am giving up trying to convey any worth be extending my life with HIV treatment concurrently while gangstalking continue 3W-5 me over and over dash never will you concede to drop your hate, dash never never, dash. Mercy mercy me already, why keep me in this trajectory, dash why in all ways reasoned here, dash. Where oh where will the causes to malignancy in the model of law enforcement force prove outsiders rebellion, the pledges of officers and command staffs in all aspects of this cause must meet this challenge of integrity onto real reform, dash. Hold on to your KRAMOBONES people. Grap your reconciliation to hold the honor of your pledges onto me. To protect and serve. Why does what remains here have the need to reject me into holding a court public debate with jury agency, dash to a charge to community greatness, dash we must be faithful to answer me promptly, why, dash please. Posted just 2 days over a year ago. The best explanation of addiction I've ever heard, Dr. Gabor Mate. 1,421,583 views. November 16, 2020. 47K802. Fight mediocrity. 1.72M subscribers. If you are struggling, consider an online therapy session with our partner BetterHelp. https://trionlinetherapy.com/fightmed. This video is sponsored by BetterHelp. Watch Dr. Gabor Mate's amazing interview on London Real. https://londonreal.tv/gaber-mate-chill. Get any free audiobook of your choice here. http://audibletrial.com/fightmediocrity. If you want a suggestion for the free audiobook or for reading a book, here's Fight Mediocrity Beginner's Reading List. 1. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. http://amgen.to/1blackley2. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. http://amgen.to/1qn5.53. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. http://amgen.to/1vlaos4. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. http://amgen.to/1vlaosk5. The Way of the Superior Man by David Deda. http://amgen.to/1qn5edz6. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. http://amgen.to/1qn5gm07. Mastery by George Leonard. http://amgen.to/1vlaro8. Mindfulness for Beginners by John Kabat-Zinn. http://amgen.to/1vlas4s9. The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. http://amgen.to/1vlaslw. The links above are affiliate links that help us provide more great content for free. Dash. Closed captioning transcript. Transcript. The downtown east side of Vancouver, British Columbia is one of the world's ground zeros for addiction, and that in a few square block radius we have thousands of people injecting, inhaling and ingesting drugs of all kinds and paying dearly for it. These people are often outside the law, certainly beset by many medical problems due to injection drug use, including psychosis, including HIV, including hepatitis C cancers. They die of overdoses. This is trench warfare, and the people that are the front dash line soldiers dying from it are they, people affected by addiction. So that's why I worked for 12 years. What I learned could be summed up really very briefly by saying that addiction is not a choice that anybody makes. It's not a moral failure. It's not an ethical lapse. It's not a weakness of character. It's not a failure of will. It's just how society depicts addiction, nor is it an inherited brain disease, which is how the medical tendency is to see it. But it actually is. It's a response to human suffering. And all these people that I worked with had been severely traumatized as children. All the women had been sexually abused. All the men had been traumatized, some of them sexually, physically, emotionally neglected. And not only is that my perspective, it's also what the scientific and research literature shows. So addiction then is actually, rather than being a disease as such or a human choice, it actually is. It's an attempt to escape suffering temporarily. By the time I went to work there, I had already been in family practice for 20 years. I'd seen a lot, and I was quite attuned to the impact of early childhood experiences on adult psychology and adult brain physiology, but I just hadn't seen the depth and the degree until I went to work down there. So really it dramatized and confirmed for me, made it very palpable how addiction are a response to suffering, and that what people need in response to addiction is not judgment and not simply symptom control. They need to be helped to heal from their trauma, because it is all about trauma. The media, the television cultural depiction of addicts is usually as desperate people, but without showing why they're desperate. So all this shows is the desperation for the drugs. There's no indication of what's driving that desperation, and hence you see them behaving in all kinds of dysfunctional ways, aggressive or manipulative or unpleasant. But again, there's no three-dimensional sense of the reality of these people as to what that's really all about for them. Is it possible to cure people? You're speaking from the Western model, where I am the expert and you're the one with the disease, and I'm going to cure you. I like you, cure a piece of meat. You know the answer to that question. Frame that way is no, it's not possible. If you're asking is it possible for people to heal from trauma sufficiently that they don't have to keep escaping into addictions to lessen and suffering of their trauma, yes, that's entirely possible. But the question is, under what conditions is that possible? And under the conditions that I'd obtained in London, UK, or Vancouver, British Columbia, or New York, New York, or any place, under the conditions that obtained socially, legally, and from the perspective of medical practice, it's hardly a likelihood, because we're approaching it from the wrong direction and with the wrong perspective. If I could constantly demonstrate that with this particular population I could affect the 5 or 10% success rate of getting people to leave the addiction behind, I'd be considered to be a genius, because our results are so poor. When I say ours, I mean, or specifically in Vancouver, I don't mean that. I mean the overall treatment model for addiction is so poor in succeeding with the most affected segments of the population. So I mean addictions are like everything else on a spectrum. So a lot of people do heal from addictions, but the most inveterate, most entrenched addicts, they have the hardest time, and they're also the ones whom society gives the hardest time, so that it makes it even harder to help them. Never mind they don't get the help they need, they actually get actively punished. And so what you've actually got is traumatized children. When children are traumatized, that affects how they feel about themselves, which is deeply ashamed, because the child always believes that it's about himself. So if I'm being hurt like this, I got to be a terrible person, or if I was sexually abused, why didn't I fight back? I must be a very weak person. So there's a deep sense of shame. Then there's tremendous emotional pain that accrues from abuse and neglect, tremendous emotional pain that is hardly possible for people to bear. Now they have to soothe their pain with substances or other compulsive behaviors. Then the trauma itself, given that the human brain develops an interaction with the environment, shapes the brain circuitry in such a way that the person will be more likely to find relief from the drugs. So the very physiology of the brain is affected by early trauma. So then you take these traumatized people and you make their habit illegal. It's not illegal to drink yourself to death. It's not illegal to make yourself sick with emphysema or lung cancer by means of cigarettes, but it is illegal to use other substances. So now you take these abuse traumatized people, you place them outside the law, you put them in jails, and you hound them all their lives, treating them like criminals and bad people and failures and rejects and less than a human. And then we wonder how come they don't get better. So it's a self-perpetuating cycle of taking traumatized people and then re-traumatizing them, and then hoping at the same time, why don't they listen, why don't they get better already, why don't they give it up? Well, they don't give it up, because the more hurt they are, the more they need to escape. In other words, the Addiction wasn't your problem. Your problem is that you have a lot of emotional pain. You didn't know what to do it. So the addiction was really an attempt to solve a problem. So when you say why do people use substances or why do they engage in addiction in general, it's because they have a problem they don't know what to do with. And if you really understand their addiction, we have to ask, well, what gave you so much emotional pain and how come you didn't have the internal resources? This is not a judgment. It's simply an inquiry. How can you act at some point the internal resources to deal with that pain in a more creative, forward-looking way that would help you resolve the pain rather than to perpetuate it? So really what it was is that the addiction came along to help you solve a problem you had no other solutions for at the time. And that's the case for all addictions. So why do people engage in addictions? Because they have deep emotional problems they don't have the means to resolve on their own. That's why they use. The average medical student until very recently has never even heard the word trauma in their education. It doesn't show up. We don't talk about its impact on the brain, on the personality, and on the emotional life of people, on its impact on people's physical health. It's not a word that we mentioned. We're trauma phobic. As a fellow doctor said to me, the medical profession is trauma phobic. Psychiatrists these days are trained mostly in this biological model of psychiatry where everything comes down to a biological brain disease. Here, let's give you a pill. The last thing most psychiatrists know how to talk about is actually emotional pain or its urgency in human experience. You think they know how to do that, but they don't. They're not trained in it. It's not part of the predominant medical ideology. And you know, as a physician, I can tell you we like to think of medicals as a science, and it has certainly great scientific achievements to its credit and great scientific insights to buttress its successes, but it's as much as ideology as a science, and ideology has certain hidden assumptions that are hidden from the people that believe in ideology, and so that if something is excluded by ideology, you just won't see it, and so that you can be talking to somebody about your addiction. And the simple question, what did they do for you and how come you're in so much emotional pain, doesn't occur to anybody you know trained in a classical manner. Now this is true not just for physicians, it's true for a lot of psychologists as well, who are more interested in solving your problems and getting you to overcome the behavior than in asking, well, okay, where does behavior comes from and what are you still carrying inside that's making you behave that way, and how can we help you resolve what's inside you? Not just how do we help you change your behavior, but how do we help you change. Now that's what healing is, and that happens inside a person. So it's never a question of anybody curing anybody else, but we can guide people to healing if we ask the right questions. Can I proclaim a cause of hope still? To never say never. The never you hold onto to, the never that you will never reply. The never that can be it made whole wisdom wise. The never that proclaimed that I must have die. Die soon and singing out of true. Flat and exhausted equals harmony rings in the bells of free at last. The chains are hateful heartstrings. My health state wanes. Never when can I this celebration. Never will I make it to the finish line to be free from gangstalking. Never free at last. Goodbye, I died. Musical lyric lines, I even have tried. Nothing remains lovely. No lies. I would rather burn at the stake than to witness such hate in front of me. I'd rather burn Blackbriar, we'd rather burn EP 2018. I'd rather go to the stake, I'd rather go to the stake, I'd rather burn, oh, I'd rather burn. I'd rather burn at the stake. But no, I'll return and I'll be dead awake, I'll be dead awake, rising from the stake. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you soon. I'll show you I am capable of causing such pain. With my delicate and fragile lady brainy will not let you get away. I'd rather burn at the stake. But no, I'll return and I'll be dead awake. I'll be dead awake, rising from the stake. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you soon. Da 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 da. Won't let you take my soul away. I'd rather go to the stake. I'd rather burn, oh, I'd rather burn, I'd rather burn at the stake. Source: Lyric Find. Applications of knowledge, wisdom's wise, you must fail me, you must fail all. as what has been put into realized placements dash event by event dash day by day dash police knowing my connections flows in and through so many of you, dash all pressed into being a channel of documented details. Channels of betrayals ready to cast me out to the wolves. Dash. Words as weapons seether, isolate and medicate, deluxe edition, 2014. Dash. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me locked up in your broken mind. I keep searching, never been able to find a light behind your dead eyes. Not anything at all. You keep living in your own lie, ever deceitful and ever unfaithful. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. Take everything from my world. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. Keep me dumb, keep me paralyzed. Why try swimming? I'm drowning in fables. You're not that saint that you externalize. You're not anything at all. It's oh-dash so playful when you demonize. To spit out the hateful, you're willing and able. Words are weapons. I'd be terrified. You're nothing in my world. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. You keep living in your own lie. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. You keep living in your own lie. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Words are weapons. I'd be terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. Source: Lyric Find.